I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Ron Hewson with the UP Sled Dog Association. We talked about some of the events and activities that are happening this weekend in Marquette and Alger counties in connection with the UP 200 and Midnight Run Sled Dog Championships. Here's more with Ron Hewson.
I want to get a plug in here for our sponsors. The Mining Journal has been a charter lead dog sponsor for this other 26 years. They've been on board the entire time. Eagle Mind has helped out with a cash sponsorship as of late. Michigan Economic Development Corporation, better known as Pure Michigan, has stepped up this year along with Travel Marquette. So thanks to those folks, because that makes all that possible downtown at 7 o'clock.
And that ties into where the start of the race is, which is right in front of the Mining Journal, who has stepped up ever since the beginning of this. So what happens down there? What can folks expect?
Well, we were talking earlier, we don't know how soon people will show up, but you can come down early. The race starts at 7. Now, don't bring your pets. We call them snacks. I'm joking, of course.
But not necessarily.
Valid point.
It's very important.
For vet check.
The little ones.
Vet check tomorrow. And for the opening ceremonies, all of this, it's always mentioned that leave your dog, leave your pets at home. They don't need to be brought down
there. And it's amazing how often I get that question. Can I bring my dog? It's just not a good atmosphere. The dogs, it makes them nervous, if nothing else. But, come down a little early if you'd like. If you can take the cold, we were joking about how to dress. The marshals will be down there starting at 5 o'clock. So right. There's things to look at, people to talk to. Just make sure you kind of stay out of everybody's way, but enjoy yourself. That's the main thing.
And there's a lot of activities going on all over. You know, you talk about the cold temperature. I know Northern Michigan University has a hospitality tent they'll be setting up. All of the businesses downtown, there's a lot of things going on that they've got things happening. The Commons has a warm-up area, and there's hot chocolate cookies, all of that. The Masonic Building in the lower level. So if you're coming into downtown Marquette, come early, get a bite to eat or something, and hang out and check this out, because if you've never experienced it, it is something. And how would you describe it for someone that's never seen it?
Boy, it just continues to reveal itself, just how much is you were going through that list of things, the activities. I wasn't aware of all of them. I mean, if you look at Pure Michigan and Travel Marquette, when they look at this event, they're like, this is a kind of event that really gets them excited. It has the potential of encompassing so many people, the entire downtown. And there's excitement. It's not boring.
It is amazing to see these teams, just these athletes, these dogs, just they're literally chomping at the bit to get going. They want to get going, and they can't get going soon enough.
You know, you were talking with Ross Anthony the other day, and we were talking about radios downtown. He's our start finish coordinator, and he says they don't work. You know, radios to communicate. It's just there's just too much noise, and a lot of it's the dogs and the crowd. You know, it's. Right. We got to get hand signals or something.
Nothing sounds like all those teams getting ready to go. And the first musher out of the gate for the UP 200 will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the midnight run, they'll kick that off at 8:30. Now, one of the key things I know you wanted to make sure people know is as the race then goes, the races go into Alger County and back through the course of the weekend, the UP 200 racers you can track through the website due to some new technology.
Right. You go to up200.org and right toward the top, just a few inches down, you'll see there's two buttons you can click on. One is the live tracking. That's going to allow you to see where every team is as the race progresses. We were talking about the cold weather and how, if you know, you're going to come to see the finish, you don't want to stand around for 3 hours and wait for the teams to arrive. So you can look at that tracking and tell when they're going to be at a road crossing, when they're going to be downtown. The other thing that's on the website right next to that as well is the live feed provided by iFan out of Minnesota. This allows you to see some of these remote locations like Grand Marais, mm-hmm. See what's going on there. So, take a look at the website. We've added those last couple years.
And the website address is?
up200.org.
Ron Hewson with us this morning. That website, by the way, is worth checking out because it's got all the schedule of events, how you can volunteer, tell you about the silent auction going on at the headquarters at the YMCA of Marquette County, all kinds of things going on, even the mush bus that's running to Grand Marais, which we didn't even get a chance to touch on. It's a great opportunity to get to Grand Marais and check it out because they go absolutely crazy there for it.
Absolutely. And it, you know, there's a lot of food in Grand Marais. The Grand Marais is just fabulous. A lot of the churches provide that. Yeah, and stop down to headquarters today, check out the merchandise and look into the mush bus. That's something we're still trying to fill. We got at least 10, maybe more spots available. So a large group would be welcomed at this point.
And the website, one more time for folks to find out more.
up200.org.
That's Ron Hewson with the UP Sled Dog Association. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.